This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever gone on a blind date?
Don't know what to expect. I've seen pictures, so I kind of know what to expect, but this will be first time seeing it in person.
That scary trust fall of a situation. Going to meet somebody for the first time. You have no idea who they are, what they're interested in, what they look like. Okay, so I've never gone on a blind date, but I would imagine I would be pretty nervous. In today's episode of the podcast, I go on my very first blind date. But this one's a little different. It's not just one evening, it's actually an entire summer.
Definitely am nervous. So we're gonna be off-grid for a while, so we'll see.
In today's episode, we arrive at the off-grid cabin where we are going to be staying for the summer, and I've never seen it before. This is a very scary off-grid blind date. Before we dive in, this is a series, the Alaska Off-Grid Challenge. And if you are new to home study and the Alaska Off-Grid Challenge, you're going to want to go back and listen to the two previous episodes. The first one is called Goodbye Pennsylvania, We're Going Off-Grid, and then Driving 5,252 Miles to Poop in a Bucket. Once you're done with those two episodes, come on back and listen to this one. If you're all caught up, well then let's dive into the next episode.
Well, we did it.
This episode of the Alaska Off-Grid Challenge is called First Impressions. It's rough. You have arrived. That's what the GPS said when we turned onto the dirt road. The cabin that we're going to be spending our summer at is miles down this bumpy, pothole-filled dirt road.
Okay, we made it to our destination. Oh man, what a journey. We are here and we're headed to the cabin today. So I've never seen the cabin before. Don't know what to expect. I've seen pictures, so I kind of know what to expect, but this will be first time seeing it in person. Definitely am nervous.
When we started looking for a cabin for the off-grid challenge, we were really excited to find this one. It was super remote, 100% way off the grid. But it did have a couple things that we knew would make our life a little bit easier as a family trying this out for the first time. A solar power system and a well. It was a perfect mix of remote, rustic, but with a little bit of technology to help cushion our fall into this off-grid life.
The bouncy road. All dirt. Feels like going down this road, you feel like, yep, going off grid. This feels like going way off grid.
That is what you call a nervous laugh. This drive into the cabin is incredibly beautiful, but the driveway is very, very long. And with every passing minute, I'm feeling more and more like, where are we? In the middle of nowhere.
Okay, we're really back here. This road goes on forever. It's like unbelievable there's even a road that like goes back here. There's literally just goes so far, so deep into the bush. Should be coming up on the cabin here soon. I hope. Oh, I see a cabin. I see a little A-frame. We are there. Wow, we're far.
I was happy to finally have arrived to the cabin, but my nerves were still running pretty high. You see, the owner had warned us that although it had all these different systems in place, there were probably going to need to be some minor repairs to get everything up and working. Kay and the kids are just days away from arriving, and I want to have the cabin all up and running, comfy and cozy, before they arrive. I got out of the van and took my first look at the cabin, and honestly, it was pretty cute at first glance. It's a small little A-frame painted green. Honestly, it looks like a poster for off-grid life in Alaska. This tiny little cabin in the middle of nowhere surrounded by pine trees. But as soon as you get close to it, that cute little cabin feel fades away pretty fast.
It needs quite a bit of TLC, but you'll see, I guess.
You remember from the last episode that I drove to the cabin with my parents. We met the owner there and he gave us a tour of the property.
All right, we're going in. Going in the cabin.
Keep the mosquitoes out.
Oh yeah, beware of the heater. Oh, he looks old. It still works, but I don't have batteries or panels right now.
When you walk in the front door, you see a very small single room with a loft above it. There's a living room area and a small kitchen area. When you climb the stairs to the loft, you find a bed and a little shower.
Yeah, first, yep.
Everything's pretty worn and weathered. You can tell it's been through a lot of hard seasons off-grid in Alaska.
Yeah. Have you been upstairs? This floor is safe to walk around and everything upstairs?
I can tell my parents have some reservations about the idea of me and my family living in this place.
Okay. Okay. And
my mom's real quiet, and my dad's asking a lot of construction guy questions. They're not alone. I also have some reservations. All right, so first impressions. I'm by myself. I can talk a little bit. First impressions. The cabin's a little bit rough, but we knew that going in. The owner was fully open about it being, you know, needing some updating and repair. That first impression when you get dropped, it just feels like, wow, look at this. This is a lot. But man, I gotta say, having people around you that are supportive right away, the owner's been super helpful. And then having my parents here to just, they're like pouncing right in. All right, let's connect some water. Let's get some tents up. Let's get some stuff cleared, get this ready. Makes me feel like, okay, we can do this. So definitely some nervousness, definitely some like, oof, this is off grid for real. Oh, a little nerve-wracking. And then the mosquitoes are pretty bad, which they weren't supposed to be bad where we are, but it's been a wet season so far, so they're pretty bad. So there's that. But anyway, we're gonna unpack, we're gonna get some stuff set up and get this experience going on. I found in the past, a great way to calm your nerves is just work. And that's what we did. We dove in, mom started cooking, I started unpacking, and dad started fixing stuff. We're hitting the ground running this morning. We gotta get water hooked up. There's a well on the site, but it's not hooked up to the cabin, so we gotta do a couple connections with some hoses. We gotta set up some solar power, get the power going, get everything ready, because Kay and the kids are gonna be here in a couple days, and I'd like them to arrive to something that feels cozy, fun, campsite, not like, you know, lost in the wilderness of Alaska. So, got a day or so's worth of work to do that. Let's get cracking. Water was obviously the biggest priority that we had, and so I said dad in charge of it. He is a very experienced builder, and he literally, for a living, works in water systems. So he was off and running, making sure the leaks were all repaired and the water worked.
What you can do right here, you're gonna have an outdoor shower.
Yeah.
So now you just run a garden hose. You can put some 4x4s in the ground, make it three-sided, little flat roof over the top. Put your propane heater back there. Go to the plumbing supply and get a shower. You could just screw it to the plywood. Now when you come in to take a shower, you just turn on one handle, or if it's two handles, and it all just spills out of the shower head and you have a real shower.
Awesome.
He always makes things sound so easy. That's what we bring him with us.
I'm doing some plumbing. You need some plumber crack to make it official.
That and the dad jokes.
All right, moment of truth. Dad hooked up the water. He's gonna go turn it on down at the well site, and if it works, water will come flying out of here and I'll shut it off. And if it doesn't work, things are gonna get a lot more interesting up here at the off-grid cabin. Let's hope it works.
The off-grid property was very large, and we had to travel to different areas on the property to get these systems up and running. So we used walkie-talkies to communicate back and forth, just to keep an eye on each other, make sure no one got eaten by a bear, and to be able to say things like, turn the water on or turn the water off.
I hear it. I hear water coming. It's not here yet, but I hear it. I can hear it.
Here we
go. Yeah, can you hear me? It's spitting out of it right now.
You're gonna wanna check under the kitchen sink, open the faucet.
Sounds good, we'll check now.
The water was working to the cabin, but now we had to make sure that there were no leaks inside the cabin. There was a lot of old pipes that had gone through some Alaska winters, and we weren't sure whether or not they would have been damaged. Turns out they were.
All right, well, we have a leak in the water in the off-grid cabin here, and it's a pretty good one. So we're gonna take a peek and see what the leak is.
This was the way it went this first day. Finding fires, putting them out, another one started, putting that one out. Little by little, the punch list started getting checked off, things started working better, and by the end of the day, we had gotten a lot accomplished. It was started to rain, so we didn't get to film a lot of the setup because we didn't want to get everything all wet, but we got a lot done today, a lot more to do tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day before Kay arrives, so
yeah,
big day tomorrow, and then I go and pick them all up, so.
What we need now mostly is gobs of sun.
Yes, some sun.
Place out. And probably some serious glasses of wine.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Day one of the adventure?
Successful. Got a lot done.
So much done. And going to be a much better first impression for Kay and the kids when they get here than maybe for us was.
Yeah.
It was harsh, but it was like, all right, well, let's tuck in and do some work. Mom did all the cleaning. She did such a good job cleaning and making the house look cozy. And anyway, it doesn't look late, but that's Alaska right now. It's getting late. We're tired and hungry and need to do some laundry before I want to start the off-grid adventure with clean clothes. So tonight we're going to get some food, maybe do some laundry, come back in the morning one more day to get the shower, the outhouse, all that stuff set up and going. And then it'll be time to move in.
See all the mosquitoes.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my net back on. All right, we're out of here. We went back to the hotel, we got some rest, we cleaned up, and then we went to bed. The sun came up. Well, actually, the sun was already up. It's Alaska in the summer. But the next day started. We had breakfast, we got dressed, and we headed back to the off-grid cabin for our last day, for our last day to prepare for Kay and the kids' arrival. Tomorrow morning at this time, I would be driving to the airport to pick them up. That meant today, everything needed to be ready.
Hey, Pop.
All right, day two at the off-grid cabin site. Pulling in down the long dirt road. Felt good this morning. Felt like, all right, we can do this. This is gonna be a nice place to be, an adventure, a fun spot. And you know, remote, but not too remote. So gonna be a fun time. So today we have a lot to get accomplished. We gotta get a working bathroom. And when I say bathroom, I mean a place to put the bucket. We gotta get the water system, all the leaks that were in it stopped. Also, I wanna get a perimeter of electric fencing up and finished. That way we have a nice safe perimeter, keeping out whatever and keeping in what we want. What were the other things we had to get done today? Bathroom, oh, showers, the bath. Also want to get the bath working today. So the priority list is freezer to work, toilet, gravel for driveway. Mom's got it all right here. Set up fence, set up tub, fix the scary part of the road.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to work. Okay, priority one for me to set up today is a place to poop in a bucket. Earlier this year on YouTube, we made a video all about the things we were most scared to do off-grid, and we covered pooping in a bucket.
I don't mind pooping in a bucket. The issue with that is emptying said
bucket. That is why I'm scared.
Why are you
scared?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna make fun of you for this one. It's because you poop
when
so
I,
much.
No. Thank you for sharing
allergy.
That with the, they already saw my dairy allergy problems. Oh, I have zero problem pooping outside in a port-a-john, in a bucket. I love it. It's all natural.
You love it.
I could not, as an honest person, come on the internet and be like, I'm not scared, knowing that there's a poop bucket that needs dumped. And if you say, Like, hey, honey, the poop bucket needs dumped. Just thinking about it, I start to get a little queasy. Which is funny, I used to be a septic installer. Like, I worked in
sludge.
Poop all, as we call it, sludge, all day.
That, it's the sloshing.
The sloshing and the tossing and the waft of that smell.
So we would be on a road trip, and one of the kids, when they were little or are little, would use the little potty in the car. And he would go to empty, and the whole time,
so
babe, I can't, babe, I can't, I really can't.
If there's a bucket that needs dumped.
So yeah, if you want to listen to us talk about the things we're most scared of going off grid, including poop buckets, I'll have a link in the description of the podcast to that YouTube video. Go ahead and check that out. Back to the site though, we got a lot of work to get ready, and I have got to build this off-grid toilet.
We talked about this. And well, I think this is our spot right here. We're gonna hang a tarp, put our bucket down, and over a few next day or so, we'll make it a lot more nice. But for now, we just need a place to go in case we gotta go. That's why it's priority one, because I know we all just had coffee and, well, the process has begun.
You'll find when it comes to off-grid infrastructure, day one, things start off very primitive. And then as you continue forward, you can improve on them. There's just so many basic essential needs you gotta take care of right away. So for day one, our very first version of our outdoor outhouse, I just hung a roll of toilet paper on a pine tree and stuck a bucket next to it. Yeah, pretty simple.
Stake this land as a bathroom.
Now it's not really a bathroom if it doesn't have walls, so I surrounded our bathroom area with a tarp.
Well, it's ready for now. We're gonna make that much nicer eventually. But for today, I got a place to sneak off to if I need to. Next, fencing.
Okay, I don't even have livestock yet. Why am I bothering to electric fence this homestead? It's about what I'm trying to keep out. I'll explain in a minute. You may or may not know this, but the only way we're able to produce our show is thanks to the Homesteady Pioneers. While we were in Alaska, we were busy recording videos, but we could not release these videos onto YouTube because, well, off-grid.
And no internet.
Yeah, no internet. No, we can't even do like a hotspot kind of thing.
No.
And so as a way to say thank you, every episode of the Alaska Off-Grid Challenge, we're gonna have a live streaming viewing party. We're gonna watch it live together. We'll be there afterward to answer your questions, talk about off-grid life, Alaska, homesteading in general.
There was a huge, you remember the bee's nest?
Yes.
Huge in the corner of like the entrance, a giant bee's nest, and I didn't know if it was active or not.
Just a great way for us to get together, enjoy this experience, learning together, and help us all get further along in our homestead goals.
Last bucket dumped. I can say confidently, I don't think I'll miss that.
It's gonna be a lot of fun, and I really want you to be able to join us. So we're gonna do a really good sale right now. We're gonna give you a year-long membership, 4 months for free. If you sign up for a year now, you'll get 4 months for free. Join our community. Our goal for the Alaska Off-Grid series is to bring in 100 new Homesteady Pioneers to our community and actually spend a lot more time working together towards accomplishing our goals. I look forward to seeing you at the release of the next episode. And of course, you'll have access to the entire Pioneer library with all our commercial free extended versions of our podcasts, videos, classes. You're gonna love it. Click here to join.
This is gonna be fun to watch.
Maybe you're wondering, like Kay was, why I'm spending this time right before Kay and the kids arrive bothering to put up electric fencing. It seems like something we could do much later on, maybe when we get livestock to the off-grid cabin. Remember what we saw driving into this homestead.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he's not moving.
That's a grizzly.
I have a pretty bad case of what Alaskans refer to as baranoia. We'll talk about that more in future episodes of the Off-Grid Challenge, but basically, at this moment, it feels like there's a bear around every corner, and as we would find out in the future, here at this property.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 big claws.
Yes, there are bears around the corners.
Our friends at Ken Cove hooked us up
with a really awesome off-grid electric fencing system. You're going to see a lot about this as we work with this system. Solar powered, goes up quick and fast. 5 minutes, I got all these stakes in. I can run my twine, get the solar charger out, and be up and running. And that's going to keep predators out and animals in. So great way to get going on your homestead before you go putting in some fancy high tensile system or whatever. This can have it done real quick and you're good to go.
It was funny, the first couple of days, your priorities when setting up the cabin were a balance between life necessities, protection, water, and then a few creature comforts to make this whole thing a little more easy to endure.
One of the big things that Kay enjoys is a hot bath at night, having a place to relax. We talked about it in our video about greatest fears going off grid.
I can cook over a campfire. I can wash clothes by hand, but I just want to have a hot bath at the end of the day.
I have the Julka hot tap system for hot water all set up. I'm gonna test it out right now.
We knew this would be a big priority for us off grid to have that creature comfort of a hot bath. So we got the Julka hot tap system. It's basically a mobile instant hot water heater. You can hang it off the side of your van or the side of a tree. You have the instant hot water heater unit, and attached to it is a shower head and also a sink faucet. It comes with all the hoses you need. It's a little mini portable hot water system, everything you need included to get up and running, to give yourself a hot shower, clean your dishes. I set it up and tested it out to make sure before Kay arrived, she'd be able to take a hot bath.
Okay, the way this system is supposed to work, it's connected, you turn the gas on, and then you just come over here. Turn the shower on. And it's already hot. Warm right now. Oh, look at that. You can see the steam. Wow. That's awesome.
Time was passing, but we were getting a lot done. I finished up working with the hot water system.
Cleaned out the kitchen, the sink's all clear. We got a little counter space, little bed futon. All the kids have their little bed futons. They can use them as chairs and then they can lay them down as mattresses and beds. Some stuffed animals there to greet them when they arrive. Got our little computer set up, our UPEZ power system, which is a solar system, but also a battery bank. So that'll keep us able to take care of charging our phones. And you know, hopefully being able to even put out some homesteady videos. You guys would like that, right?
Okay, I think you're in really good shape. You got the cabin cleaned out. You got a nice place, comfortable to sleep. You got hot and cold water.
Yeah.
You got a bathtub. You got an outhouse. Some propane.
Yeah, we've got a ton done. We had a busy day today. Mom did, again, much more cleaning. And then she's putting down some grip tape to keep things from being too slippery. Dad worked on all the water issues and setting up a sweet little port-a-john. Upgraded my original tarp version 1.0. We're ready. Yeah. And Kay and the kids are in the air right now. So it's time to pack up, go get a bite to eat, get ready to go pick everybody up. So, and then we'll see what their reaction is.
All you need is the rest of the family and some sunshine.
That's it. Those two things would be really nice.
Time was up. Kay and the kids had begun their journey towards Alaska, and I needed to be at the airport the next morning ready to pick them up. Were we ready?
Oh, I see a roof. Aww.
In the next episode of the Alaska Off-Grid Challenge.
Oh, there it is.
Oh my word, that's so
sweet. Kay and the kids arrive.
For the first time.
Yeah, let's go see.
Let's
it.
Go see the cabin.
Kay's first reaction to the cabin was not great.
Okay, this is, right now it's pretty awful. It was pretty awful. How are we gonna do this? How are we gonna not hate this the whole entire time?
Stay tuned for the next episode when Kay and the kids arrive. It's a great one. You're not going to want to miss it. And don't forget, podcast listeners, if you're interested in becoming a home study pioneer, we have an awesome Black Friday sale going on right now. You get 4 months for free. If you go and become a pioneer, you can watch all the extended versions of this whole series or listen to them right now. You can dive right in and hear everything. There is currently 5 episodes waiting for you in the Pioneer Library. So I'll have a link in the description for this podcast. Become a pioneer. Dive into the library. We'd love to have you. You can get 4 months for free right now on your membership.
And stay tuned, the next episode is coming out a lot sooner. We have 5 of them produced. I just have to convert them to podcasts. Thank you for being patient. We're going to start releasing them a lot quicker now. I can't wait to share them with you all.